Well, I'm glad to be back here again this afternoon. And although it's a little late, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday season. My wife and I certainly enjoyed participating in your pre-Christmas holiday. And sadly, since that time, the weather's not been very good.
很高兴今天下午再次回到你们当中，希望你们度过了一个美好的圣诞节的假期。我和妻子也非常享受参加你们圣诞节的聚餐。非常遗憾的是，自那以后天气一直都不是很好。And
as you know, I've been preaching about the idea that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for himself. And this Sunday, I want to go to the last chapter in the Bible story, even though this will not be the final sermon in this series.
正如你们所知道的，我一直在宣讲一个主题，就是圣经是一部关于上帝为自己创造一群子民的故事。今天的主日，我想带给大家来到圣经故事中的最后一章。尽管这并不是本系列讲到的最后一次讲到。Now,
Revelation chapters 20 through 22 provide the description of the last chapter in the Bible story. But it's a rather long section. So we will let Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, give us a taste of what is in this last chapter in the Bible story.
启示录20章到22章描述了圣经故事中的最后一章。 不过这一段的内容相当长，因此我们将借着启示录的21章的1到7节来归视这圣经故事中最后一章的内容。So
please stand and turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, starting at verse 1.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一同翻到圣经启示录的21章。
The Apostle John reports, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去，柴也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。And
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. And he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来，说：“看哪！” 神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。He
who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。And
he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this. I will be their God, and they will be my children.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命的泉水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的、和一切说谎的，他们的粪就在烧着的硫磺火湖里，这是第二次的死。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Now this passage describes what happens after the resurrection of the dead at the end of time and the last judgment. It describes the eternal life that those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will experience.
这段经文描述了在末后的日子，死人复活以及最后审判之后将要发生的事情。他描绘了那些名字被写在羔羊生命册上的人将要经历的永恒生命。
The reason I decided to go to this last chapter in the Bible story, however, is personal.
然而我之所以决定来到圣经故事的这最后一章，其实是出于个人的原因。
In this past year, I have lost both of my parents who were in their mid-90s. They were both, as far as my family was concerned, the last of their generation. And in fact, on this day last year, we were holding my mother's memorial service.
在过去的一年里，我先后失去了我的父母，他们都已年过90多岁。就我们家族而言，他们是他们那一代最后离世的人。事实上，就在去年的这一天，我们正在举行我母亲的追思礼拜。
And in addition to losing them and sensing their loss, I was beginning to sense my own mortality very keenly. In the past, there had always been someone older than me. Now I was the oldest, and therefore I was the next to die.
除了失去他们，深切感受到他们离去之外，我也开始非常强烈地意识到自己生命的有限性。过去总是还有比我年长的人，而现在我却成了最年长的那一个，因此也就成了下一个将要离世的人。
And as the days were getting shorter and the darkness longer, and as we were approaching the first Christmas without my parents in 72 years, I was getting depressed. I was sensing approaching death, even though I'm in good health.
随着白昼渐短，黑夜渐长，又在我即将迎来72年来第一次没有父母的圣诞节之际，我开始感到沮丧和低落。尽管我的身体状况良好，却仍然强烈地感受到死亡正在逼近我。
Now I doubt that I am the only one here who has felt this way. I'm sure that several of you here have experienced this too.
我想我并不是唯一有过这种感受的人。我相信在你们在座的当中的人也一定会有曾经跟我类似的经历。
And it was during this growing depression that I was preparing my last sermon to you about the Holy Spirit being given to us. And when I remembered what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit being like rivers of living water flowing within us, I was encouraged and lifted up. I said to myself, this is not the end. The presence of the Holy Spirit in my life was testifying that it was not the end. The life of God in me and in us would continue. In fact, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts is testimony of the eternal life that those who believe in Jesus receive. The Bible clearly teaches us that when we die, it is not the end. It is just the first death. Now, one of the most important passages about this has to do with the raising of Lazarus from the dead. In the lead up to that, Jesus has this important conversation with his friend, Martha, the sister of Lazarus.
关于这一点，最重要的一段经文就是耶稣使拉萨路从死里复活的记载，在约翰福音十一章。在那件事发生之前，耶稣与他的朋友马大，就是拉萨路的姐姐，有一段非常重要的对话。
Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
20节，马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若倒在这里，我兄弟必不死。就在现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”
And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这个吗？
Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who is to come into the world.
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那将要临到世界的。In
this passage, Martha is articulating the belief in the resurrection of the body at the last day. A belief that was shared by many of the Jews of her day. A belief that came from several Old Testament passages, Daniel chapter 12 in particular.
在这段经文中，马大表达了对末日身体复活的信念，这是他和那个时代许多犹太人共同持有的信仰。这一信念源自旧约的多处经文，尤其是但以理书十二章。
And Jesus is affirming Martha's belief in the resurrection of the dead. but also explaining that the pathway to eternal life was through believing in Him as the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus proves that He is the pathway to eternal life by raising Lazarus from the dead. But more importantly, He proved it by His own resurrection from the dead. The most extensive teaching we have on the resurrection of the dead, however, is found in the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter. In that chapter, Paul lays out the evidence for the resurrection of Christ and how it is the foundation of all that we believe. But just as importantly, Paul explains the future importance for us of Christ's resurrection from the dead. Paul explains it this way. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection from the dead also comes through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all are made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when He comes, those who belong to Him. Then the end will come, when He hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after He has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. Now here Paul explains the sequence of events leading up to the last chapter in the Bible story that we read. First, Christ rises from the dead. Then, when Christ returns, we will be raised from the dead to face the final judgment before God. And those who belong to Jesus, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be welcomed into the kingdom of God, the new Jerusalem that the Apostle John sees in the book of Revelation.
在这里, 保罗解释了我们所读到的圣经故事, 最后篇章之前要发生的一系列事件。 首先, 基督从死里复活, 然后基督再来, 我们也将从死里复活, 站在上帝面前接受最后的审判。 凡属基督的人, 就是那些名字记载在羔羊生命册上的人, 都将被欢迎进入上帝的国度, 也就是使徒约翰在启示录中, 所看到的新耶路撒冷。
Paul, however, has more to teach us. People want to know what being raised from the dead will be like. And one of the key things is that being raised from the dead means a bodily resurrection, just as Christ was raised. But the body we have will also be transformed.
然而保罗还有更多的教导我们，人们常常想知道从死里复活将会是怎样的情形，其中一个关键点是从死里复活是指身体的复活，正如基督复活一样，但我们所得的身体也将要被改变。
Paul describes it this way，
保罗是这样解释这一点的。
The body is sown perishable, it is raised imperishable. The body is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的；所种的是属血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet.For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒或是吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
So the last day when Christ comes, those who have believed in him will be bodily raised to life again. We will have glorious, imperishable, spiritual bodies. But we will definitely have bodies.For we humans are both body and soul. That is the way God made us. For creation, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
因此在末日，当基督再来时，凡信靠的人都将身体复活。重得新生命，我们所得的将是荣耀不朽坏的属灵的身体。我们确实将会有身体，因为人本身就是身体和灵魂组成的，这正是神创造我们的方式。因为在创造之初，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Now this is important to remember, because of the sequence that Paul describes above, one may wonder what happens between the time that our bodies die and the resurrection of the body at the last day. That is, what happens in this period in which Paul metaphorically says we sleep?
这一点非常重要，需要我们牢记，因为在保罗在上面所描述的次序里，人们很可能会疑惑，在我们身体的死亡与末日身体复活的时间段里，究竟会发生什么？也就是说，保罗用睡的这一个比喻来形容这一时间段，我们所处的状态是怎样的。
Our confession of faith describes this intermediate state this way.
我们的信仰告白使用了中间状态来描述这一时期。
The bodies of men, after death, return to dust and see corruption. But their souls, which neither die nor sleep, having an immortal subsistence, immediately return to God who gave them. The souls of the righteous, being then made perfect in holiness, are received into the highest heavens.Where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies.
在我们信仰告白三十二章的一节说，人的身体在死后归于尘土，而见朽坏，但他的灵魂既不死，又不睡眠，是永存不变的，立即归于属灵的，立即归于赐灵的上帝。一人的灵魂既在那时在圣洁中得以完全，就被接入高天，在光明与荣耀中得见上帝的面，在那里等候身体完全的得赎。
This doctrine called the intermediate state is based on Jesus telling one of the thieves on the cross that he would be with him that day in paradise. It's also based on Paul's statements about being absent from the body, but being present with the Lord, and on other scriptures.
这个教义被称为中间状态，它是根据耶稣在十字架上对其中一个强盗所说的话。耶稣应许那人当天就要与他同在乐园里。同时，这个教义也根据保罗所陈述的，人离开身体就是与主同在，以及其他相关的圣经经文。
Now I tell you all of this so that you too may have hope and even joy in the faith of death around you, and even in the slow decline of your own body.
我把这些告诉你们，要叫你们在面对身边的死亡，以及自己身体逐渐衰退的情况下，仍然能够怀有盼望，甚至仍存着喜乐。
But the resurrection of our body at the last day is only a small part of the last chapter in the Bible story.
然而在末日，我们身体的复活只是圣经故事最后一章中的一小部分而已。
So let's look at where those resurrected glorious bodies with our souls are going to live for eternity. For Jesus came that we might have eternal life.
让我们来看一看，当我们的灵魂与复活得荣耀的身体联合之后，将要在哪里永远的居住。因为耶稣来就是要让我们得到永生。
The last chapter of the Bible story contains the return of Christ, the bodily raising of the dead and the last judgment, but the passage we read earlier describes our final estate, living in the New Jerusalem which God creates for His people.
圣经故事的最后一章包含了基督的再来、死人身体的复活以及最后的审判。但我们前面所诵读的经文描述的是我们最终的归宿，就是上帝为他子民所创造的新耶路撒冷。
Our passage describes this new setting several ways. A new heaven and earth. A passing away of the old heaven and earth. And there being no more sea. It is called the New Jerusalem, a holy city descending from heaven.
这段经文以播种的方式描写了这个新的景象。新天新地，旧的天地已经过去，也不再有海。它被称为新耶路撒冷，是一座从天而降的圣城。
This is a recreation or renewal of what God had previously created.
这是对上帝先前所创造之物的再创造或更新。
And then there is more than just the physical aspect of being changed. There is no more death, no more mourning or weeping. There is no thirst and want. The old, sad order of things has passed away. It is a place of joy and peace and life.
而且改变不仅仅是物质层面，那里不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭嚎，也不再有干渴或缺乏，因为以前的事都过去了，只有一个充满喜乐、平安和生命的地方。
But the most important change is the relational aspect of things in this last chapter. God is dwelling with His people. God will be among His people and with His people, like a bridegroom and bride are with each other after they are married. And lastly, God calls us children, meaning we are all siblings.
最后, 神要称我们为他的儿女, 这意味着我们彼此都是兄弟姊妹。
And as you can see, this is highly relational language. It is consistent with the idea that God is creating a people for Himself. He is creating a community that includes all of us and Him.
这是一种非常关系性的语言。And
this relational community aspect of our eternal life is further supported by the fact that this takes place in a city, the New Jerusalem. We did not read the glorious detailed description of that city, it's quite long, but it is a city as was imagined in the ancient world, with walls and streets and buildings.
我们没有读到这座城市里就是新耶路撒冷。我们没有读到这座城市那荣耀详尽的描述，因为那段的经文很长。但它确实是一座城，如同古人所想象的那样，有城墙、有街道、有建筑物。
But it is a city, and that is important. Many have commented that the Bible starts in a garden, but ends in a city. That is true, and there are relational aspects to both settings. Now, working and being in a garden can be a solitary affair. Other people are not necessarily involved. But in a city, you can't avoid other people. A city is built for people. It's a safe place for people. And a place where people have community with each other. And in this case, have community with God.
在人这里的工作和生活有时可以是相对独处的事情，并不一定需要和其他人参与。但在一座城市里，你无法避免地和他人相遇。城市也是为人而建的，是人们可以安全居住的地方，也是人们彼此建立群体生活的地方。而在新耶路撒冷圣城，人们不仅彼此相交，也要与上帝相交。
Another part of the description of the New Jerusalem is that the tree of life is in it, just as it was in the Garden of Eden. But there is no tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
对新耶路撒冷的另外一个描述是，那里有生命树，正如它曾在伊甸园中有一样，但那里却没有了分别善恶树。
The description of this new Eden, which is what the New Jerusalem is, says that the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of the nations. There is also no longer any curse, and Satan, that great deceiver, has been bound up in hell.
但对这个新的伊甸园，也就是新耶路撒冷，在圣经中描述说。 生命树的叶子为医治万民，不再有咒诅。撒旦这个大迷惑者已经被捆绑在地狱里。
While this is metaphorical language, it is often taken to mean that in addition to there no longer being any death, the corruption in our moral nature has also been removed with our bodily death and resurrection. But even further, that we are no longer able to sin. That part of the old order has passed away.
虽然这些是象征性的语言，但不常被理解为，那里不仅不再有死亡，我们道德本性中的败坏也会随着身体的死亡与复活被除去。更进一步说，我们将不再能够犯罪，那是属于旧的秩序一部分已经都过去了。
The great theologian Augustine of Hippo.Posited that there were four states of mankind. He described them by rearranging four words.
伟大的神学家西波主教奥古斯丁指出，人类有四种状态。他用排列对照的四个词来描述这四种状态。
Augustine said that in the Garden of Evil, we were able to sin.And able not to sin.
奥古斯丁说，在伊甸园中，我们既能够犯罪，也能够不犯罪。
After the fall, we were not able not to sin.
犯罪堕落之后，我们不可能不犯罪。
And after we became Christians, we were able to sin, and able not to sin.
我们成为基督徒以后，我们既能犯罪，既能够犯罪，也能够不犯罪。
And after the resurrection of our body and our entrance into the New Jerusalem, we are not able to sin.
我们的身体复活并进入耶路撒冷之后，我们将不可能再犯罪。
Now there are many ways to look forward. There are many joys to look forward to in our life in the New Jerusalem.But this aspect of being done with sin, that is disobeying God and harming others, is probably the greatest. It is the sin within our nature that we as Christians are constantly battling with and causes us our greatest grief, weariness, and sorrow in this current life.
在新耶路撒冷的永恒生命中，有许多喜乐是值得我们期待的。但其中最伟大的喜乐之一，就是我们完全的脱离罪恶，也就是我们不再背逆神，不再伤害他人。正如我们本性中的罪，使我们这些基督徒在今生不断的以罪征战，就是罪带给我们极大的忧伤、疲惫和痛苦。
That burden will be removed at the last day.When our bodies are raised from the dead, and we are found to have our names written in the book of life, and we enter into God's presence in the New Jerusalem.
这种重担将在末日除去，那时我们的身体从死里复活，我们的名字被记在生命册上，并且进入上帝的同住，居住在新耶路撒冷圣城中。
So all of that describes the last chapter in the Bible story. But in one way, that's not all that there is.
以上所描述的都是圣经故事最后一章，但在某种意义上，这并非是全部。
Recent Bible commentators have talked about the drama of Scripture. They have pointed out that the Bible can be understood as a six-act drama or six-act play.
近代圣经解经家指出，圣经的戏剧性，也就是可以把圣经理解为一个六场剧目的剧本。
The first act is creation, the second act the fall, then Israel, then Christ, then the church, then the recreation or renewal. in the New Jerusalem.
第一步是创造，第二步是堕落，接着是以色列，然后是基督，再然后是教会，最后是再创造更新新耶路撒冷。
And while we know how the drama ends with the sixth act of recreation and renewal, one act continues right now, the fifth act of the church.
虽然我们知道这些戏的这出戏的结局就是第六幕在创造与更新，但现在仍有一幕正在进行中，那就是第五幕教会的篇章。
And the thing is that we are the actors in this fifth act of the church. You might say that we are all doing improvisational acting right now.
而重要的是，我们正是在这第五幕教会的篇章中的演员。你可以说，我们现在都在即兴的表演。
Now, if it is the Lord's will that I would continue preaching here at PBRC, I would like to preach on three aspects of this current drama of Scripture that we are now participating in. Those three aspects are the problem, the project, and the praise.
如果主愿意我继续在 PBRC 讲道，我愿意就我们如今参与的这段圣经戏剧中的三个方面来讲道。他们分别是我们的问题、计划和赞美。
Now, all three of these can be daunting, but remember that God has spread the Holy Spirit abroad into our hearts to help us with these, and to also give us a sense that we have eternal life and will one day be with God and one another in the New Jerusalem.
这三个方面可能都令我们感到有压力。但请记住，上帝已经将圣灵广泛地赐下在我们的心中，帮助我们面对这些困难，同时也赐给我们一个确据，我们拥有永生，并且有一天必将和上帝与我们彼此一同在新耶路撒冷当中。
Let us pray.
让我来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that we know the end of this story and of our story. We praise you that through Jesus Christ you have promised us eternal life, life with you in the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们知道这故事的结局，也知道我们生命的结局。我们赞美你，因着耶稣基督，你应许我们永生。与你永远同住在圣城新耶路撒冷。
Please use these truths to encourage us in the dark moments we all suffer through, and to hold on to the great hope that you have set before us.
求你使用这些真理，让我们每个人经历在黑暗时刻中，你来激励我们，使我们持守你已经为我们预备的这伟大的盼望。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。下面呢是我们这个认罪悔改祷告的时间，神会众。那么我们弟兄姊妹可以这个静默来到上帝的面前，在圣餐之前来认我们的罪，为我们所犯的来向神献上悔改祷告，最后由我带领弟兄姊妹一起来诵读这个全会众的认罪祷告书，让我们来低头祷告。弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来诵读这一段这个悔改的祷告。至慈悲的上帝，我们承认我们在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，无论是我们所做的，还是我们应做却没有做的，我们没有全心全意的爱你，我们也没有爱人如己，
天父也认罪了，求你因着你儿子耶稣基督的缘故，怜悯我们，赦免我们的罪，
使我们乐意遵行你的旨意，行在你的真道上，荣耀你的圣名，奉我基督的圣名，阿门。好，下面是我们圣餐的时间。
Okay, we come now to the Lord's Supper.
现在让我们来到主的圣餐桌面前。
In the Lord's Supper, we eat the bread and wine, which represents the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. In doing this, we are uniting ourselves spiritually with Christ. And in doing so, we are uniting ourselves with Him in His death and His resurrection. This union with Christ was also affirmed at our baptism.
在主的圣餐中，我们吃这饼，喝这杯，这象征着我们救赎主耶稣基督的身体和宝血。通过这样行，我们在属灵上与基督联合，在联合中，我们与主同死同复活。这种与基督的联合在我们的洗礼中也得到了确认。
The Apostle Paul encourages us that if we have been united with Christ in his death, we will also be united with him in his resurrection.
使徒保罗鼓励我们说，我们若与基督受死中与他联合，我们必与他复活的时候与他联合。
He also encourages us to continue our war with the sin in our lives, resisting temptation, praying to God for help, confessing and repenting of the sins that we have committed.
他还鼓励我们继续与生命中的罪征战，抵挡诱惑，向神祷告求助，认罪悔改我们所犯的过错。
As we do this, we are also encouraged that we will also have the resurrection life with Christ as we put our old body of sin to death.
当我们这样行的时候，我们也能够得到鼓励，当致死我们老我犯罪的身体，也必与基督同得复活的新生命。
So, as we have just confessed and repented of our sin, let us partake of this supper, which reminds us of our union with Jesus now and in eternity.
所以就如我们刚刚认罪悔改祷告之后，让我们来分享主的圣餐，他提醒我们如今直到永远与基督联合。
However, if you have not been baptized and do not repent of your sins and sense the need of a Savior from the judgment to come, you should not partake of the supper. It is meant for those who have repented of their sins and trust in Jesus as our Savior.
然而，如果你还没有受洗，尚未悔改你的罪，并没有意识到自己需要一位救赎主来拯救你脱离将来的审判，那么请你不要领用这圣餐。圣餐是为那些已经畏罪悔改、信靠耶稣为救主的人所预备的。
So let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we look forward to the day when we will be with you always at the great wedding feast of the Lamb. We look forward to the day when there will be no death, no mourning, no deprivation, no sin.
主啊，我们盼望那一天能永远与你同在，参加羔羊的大婚宴。我们盼望那一天不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有匮乏，也不再有罪恶。
But Lord, we know that now we need to die with you by denying ourselves, putting to death our own sinful self, and living in Holy Spirit empowered newness of life to serve you now.
但主啊，我们知道，如今我们需要与你一同受死、舍己，致死我们老我的罪，并凭着圣灵所赐的新生命来侍奉你。
And we pray that you will use this communion time to encourage us.
我们祈求你使用这圣餐的时光来鼓励我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。很亲的。